What Path to Salvation? Speech delivered by Dr. Ambedkar to the Bombay Presidency Mahar Conference on the 31st of May 1936. Translated from Marathi by Vasant W. Moon. Edited by Francis W. Pritchett. Narrated by Siddhartha Valicherla. Dedicated to Black Lives Matter Movement, with special emphasis on Black Trans Lives Matter. We, the Indian Untouchable Community, despite facing our own struggles back in India, having settled here in the US, owe it to the Black community for the civil rights we take for granted. For this and many other legal and social benefits that we enjoy here, we are forever indebted to you. We wholeheartedly support your struggle for liberty, equality, and justice as our own with everything we have. Jai Bhim, Namo Buddhaya. Preface to the audiobook. Is a preface even necessary? That was the debate going on in my head when I first thought of one. Considering that the speech which I have converted into this audiobook is thorough and comprehensive, something we expect from a speech by Dr. Ambedkar. But eventually, after giving it some thought, I came to the realization that it is not only necessary but rather imperative that I add a preface. Without a preface, I was worried that this audiobook could be chalked up to an exercise in nostalgia of a historical speech given by our beloved leader and not seen as a call to action or as something urgent and compelling that it actually is. I also felt that, without a preface, any foreigners, non-Indians, who happen to chance upon this audiobook might not be able to fully appreciate the speech and why it is important and pertinent even today, 85 years after it was originally delivered, especially if they are unaware of how caste and untouchability still operate among Indians, be they back in India or settled elsewhere. So, to address these things, set the tone, context and purpose, I have proceeded to add this preface. To further help the listeners, and also for ease of structuring topics, I have organized the preface into two parts. The first part of the preface is for the community, primarily the untouchable community, but also any others from the lower rungs of the caste system who are crushed under the yoke of caste oppression and are still seeking a way out. And the second part of the preface is for the non-Indian audience who might benefit from knowing answers to questions like, is untouchability and caste oppression still practiced in India? Why and how did untouchability come about? And finally, what, if any, was the outcome of this speech? Was there a mass conversion as called for by Dr. Ambedkar or not? And if there was one, what are the main aspects of it? I hope to do my best to address the needs of both these groups and still keep the preface short so you can get to the actual speech. So, without any further delay, let me start with the first part of the preface. Dear community members, my sincere hope in producing this audiobook is to remind us all of what Dr. Ambedkar thought of conversion and why he prescribed it as the antidote to cure the stigma of untouchability. It seems to me a very crucial and timely reminder, since in our quest to emancipate ourselves, we have done and continue to do anything and everything but convert. So I really urge you to pay attention to this speech and open your hearts and minds to Baba Sahib's message. Let the message move you. If you do so, I promise that by the end of the speech, you will feel inspired to convert or at least seriously consider it, if you are still in the Hindu fold, that is. As Buddha says, when any of my disciples brings round a man by instruction to rightly employ his intellectual and ethical powers, that is the true miracle. Baba Sahib's speech does exactly that. By way of argument and instruction, he awakens our intellectual and ethical faculties and impresses upon us the need to convert. A true miracle indeed. In addition to that, I also hope that listening to this speech will make you realize that annihilation of the Hindu caste system and cleanup of the Hindu religion is not our concern or our burden. Hindu religion can be what it can be, and whether to clean it up or leave it as is, intact, untouched, pun intended, which is more in line with the concept of the eternal Sanatani Dharma, is for caste Hindus to decide.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?